on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Do you know, this has just arrived on my desk, and I think this is just great news. Listening to this program the last couple of weeks, you would have picked up on so many times the heroism of people out there, the generosity of people out there, the goodwill, etc. The people along Holloway's Beach, mates, and those areas that just got out there and helped wherever they could. On the night of the terror, of course, getting out in those boats and rescuing people off roofs, for example. You just heard Gina Court organising people to get stuff right up to those really isolated places north of Cooktown, etc. These are examples. You might remember also all that work done out there at Lake Placid. In fact, I was talking to Roddy Rees a few days ago about that, just the energy, etc., that they had to expend over days. And it was just, you know, never-ending, of course, but it went day after day after day. How the hell they found the energy, I don't know. So just an example. Bree James also was out there with Roddy Rees and about 30 of his staff, if I remember rightly. The headline of this message in front of me reads, Project Recognise, Far North Queensland. And then it reads in big print across the top of the page, we salute your good service. It reads, do you know an individual who's gone above and beyond to help others in their local community, whether it's providing emergency relief, delivering essential food aid, or assisting in disaster cleanup? We want to hear about them. If you know someone who deserves to be recognised for their good service, please share their story with us. And then it reads across the bottom, recognisefnq@gmail.com. Now, we're going to get the details of this. This is really timely because I've just had a call come through on Project Recognise, the initiative, from Sergeant Dave Raymond, just the gentleman that will be ideal for expanding on this particular matter. G'day, Dave.
G'day, John. How are you?
I think a whole lot of people, when they heard that, will cheer. This is the most worthwhile effort. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of an experiment as well through the Australian Bravery Association. As you probably know, I'm one of the representatives for the Australian Bravery Association in North Queensland here, and I happen to be privileged, I suppose, is the word, to be in the SES room when they were coordinating all the flood boats, and I just heard some of the amazing stories that went on in the rescues, and also, in the aftermath with just the people who are out there helping. There's stories on your show every single day about people who are going above and beyond. So there's literally hundreds, probably thousands of people out there who have assisted. And, you know, they don't do it for the recognition, but I think it's very important that we do recognise them for what they've done. So we set up a couple of us set up a little group called Project Recognise. And we've come in with Warren Ench, who has made me a most amazing, beautiful certificate with the country's coat of arms at the top. And it's a beautiful certificate, and that will be presented or posted out to people in recognition of what they've done and what they've achieved.
Isn't this terrific? Really, really good. By the way, it's listed here as Project Recognise FNQ. The map, though, is of the state of Queensland.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, that was done by somebody in Canberra, I think. they might know. But at this stage, the thing is that it is at the moment we're doing it. It's been in the works for a little bit, but as soon as the flood and cyclone emergency came through, we thought, let's get on board this and just see how it works locally. Mm. And then if necessary, we can take it Australia-wide. Mm. So that's the aim, to get this Australia-wide, because we are, there's a lot of stuff. I go back to when I received my award in 2004. Now, there was a fellow there on this was before the day of mobile phones, but a fellow was on the actual bridge that day with a video camera and filmed what I did. Now, if that hadn't happened, there's no way in the world I would have been recognised for what I achieved. And it's not all about me, but that's just a story. There's all these people who go about their work and don't get recognised. So we've got an opportunity now to recognise these people. And I'm not just talking about brave acts. Let's put that aside. If anything brave comes through the thing, and there were a lot of brave acts, but if anything comes through to recognise for the brave acts, then I'll look after those reports myself to the Honours and Awards, the Australian Honours Awards Commission. But anything that's not brave and just got out and helped people, like clean up, provided food, you know, we need to recognise these people as well and say thank you.
Do you know, I was really interested in you saying you were actually in the SES room coordinating those flood boats and the aftermath. Can you just give us an eyewitness account of what you saw?
Well, I think it snuck up on us a little bit in everybody there. Those SES workers, I just take my hat off. I actually changed my Facebook profile to an SES badge after I saw them working and listening to them on the air. So I was sitting nice and dry in an office, asking if we can get boats to certain areas, Machins and Holloways and up to Kemmerunga. That was on the actual night that it happened.
Yes.
I happened to be fluky, ended up in there. But as I say, I was nice, high and dry, but it was just an amazing effort, and just to hear them working. And then there are all these people, civilians themselves, just going out and helping.
Yes.
You know, and they're the people we really want to get in touch with as well, to just see what they're doing. Everybody will stay confidential unless they want to go public with it, but we're going to keep it all confidential and just our little way of silently saying thank you.
Can you just convey a little bit of what you were hearing in that SES room that night? Because I would imagine people were facing issues they'd never imagined they would ever have to face. What were you hearing?
Look, I know that a lot of people have, I suppose, look at the negative side of what was going on in you know, around the place, and, you know, they weren't rescued for hours and stuff. I can tell you now, I think I was sitting there and I was looking at my personal phone call in the 6 hours that I was there. I got 145 calls to my mobile, let alone not worrying about the SES phones. There was something like, 600 jobs sitting on the job list there for rescues and help and stuff like that. So it was just amazing to see that. And the real problem with this, and I think with police, fire is SES, all these workers who are emergency service workers, when their whole job and whole life revolves around helping other people and they just couldn't because they couldn't get to them, it's really difficult to just say, well, nothing we can do at the moment. We can do our best and get in there. So, but the workload was just amazing. And much as it was stressful and difficult at times, it's just such a rewarding job just to see how those volunteers, who not getting paid for goodness sake, get out there and do what they're doing. It's just incredible, absolutely incredible.
Could you become aware of just the level of bravery and commitment? Remember, there were several acts like this, but those who went out in that boat and picking up people and putting them on roofs or picking them off roofs and taking them over to the Barron River Bridge, etc. Could you hear reports coming in when that was happening?
Oh, yes, for sure. Yep. I could hear everything going on. And a couple of times, a couple of messages come in that people were stuck on roofs and the waters are flying. And, you're thinking that might be the last message they send, which is a bit stressful, but not so much for me sitting in a little office, not nice, high and dry, that, you felt so bad for these people. There was a bloke, there's something on YouTube about a bloke in a kayak going around at that night saving people himself, paddling around on roofs. It's on YouTube there somewhere. I mean, because I went at Holloway's Hub the other day and Machin's Beach Hub, and they're just amazing, those people. Absolutely incredible in what they're doing there.
Yeah.
And continue. And there's no recognition. Of course, you go in there and say, hey, this is the recognition. They go, oh, we don't recognition. Yeah, well, but don't forget, if you don't want the recognition, don't stop those other people, those other 30 or 40 people who are helping you there, from missing out on their recognition, because,
yes,
everybody loves to be thanked. So that's pretty important we do get around to everybody and just say, hey, thank you, because, that little bit of thanks goes a long way.
Is this your idea?
Yes.
You're almost embarrassed to admit it. Such a wonderful idea. Seriously, you need recognition for that as well. What did Wazza say when you rang him?
Sorry, say again.
Warren Ench, what did he say when you contacted him?
Oh, he was just so supportive and on just But they've done nothing. But, you know, within 24 hours of me suggesting this idea, they had a certificate all done up. And again, he's saying, and I told him from the start, it's nothing to do with politics. He said, no, it's just he's a federal member for the area, and I think it's pretty important. But that staff down there have been absolutely fantastic as well. I spoke to a couple of people yesterday, and, you know, within 24 hours, they had a beautiful certificate done up, and better than I expected, an absolutely beautiful letter of thanks to those people. So we're just waiting, and this has been going on probably for about a week now, and I've already got 95 names and corporations. So I hope that Warren's ready for the ready for the onslaught, because there's going to be a whole lot more coming through.
Now, Dave has set up an email address. Here we go. It's recognisefnq@gmail.com. I'll repeat that in a minute. But as well as a QR code, tell us about the QR code.
Yeah, the QR goes straight to a form. So I want people just to be not be shy in putting on that QR code. That form goes directly to my email.
Yes.
So we'll get that hold of that. And that can tell their stories, and eventually when we get a website set up and Facebook page, we can probably tell some of those stories and say, hey, this is what's happened, and so people can actually see the details of that.
With these acts of heroism, it's almost a movie. Seriously, Dave, some of those stories came in. It just chilled my blood what people were prepared to do, risking their own lives. I mean, in pitch darkness, you know, risking their own lives. And I thought to myself, this is an incredible commitment that comes from a community. And these are people you would not have picked having the commitment and the bravery and the resources of courage to go out and do it. People sometimes will say, oh, it's miraculous. No, it's not miraculous. It's just down-to-earth commitment, courage and ability of young Australians, middle-aged Australians, older Australians to get out and help others. It's a wonderful, wonderful quality, Dave Raymond.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, that's never going to change. There are always those people that are going to step up to the mark. We can see it now. And this is not just for Cairns. We want to go all the way to Woodjill, Cooktown. Let the people up there know that they need to be recognised too, because, there are a lot of calls coming on that night for Woodjill.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just couldn't get to them. But we were thinking of those people up there, you know, and trying our hardest. It is... What's happened now has happened, and we can just we'll just try and recognise those people who are going out and above and beyond.
God, I'm thrilled about this. This is brilliant, this idea of yours. Now, how do
and,
people...
I'll be taking these names to Canberra. I've got a meeting in Canberra in February, and I'll be taking all these names down for the Governor General to look at as well. You know, just to say, hey, this is what we went through up there.
A good idea. Now, how do people access all this information before you go?
Probably no way at the moment, apart from what you've got in front of you there. I'm trying to get it out. As I say, it crept up on us because we decided, we've been in the making for a little bit in the planning process, but when this happened, we thought, well, let's just try it on a local basis and see how it works first. So basically, there's only that QR code, that little bit of information, that little pamphlet I've sent out to you, and that's where we're at the moment. So hopefully, when I can get a bit of spare time, I'll set up a Facebook page, you know, the website done up, but we'll see how we go.
Dave, what's today? Tuesday, isn't it? I'm very happy for you to call in tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, whatever, with updates on developments and how people can access this and how it's going, etc. But this is an absolutely brilliant idea. Congratulations, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks. And, I can just encourage people just to nominate their peers. If you don't want to nominate yourself, that's fine, but we'll find out about you anyway. So, yeah. We're on the police. Yeah.
Good on you, Dave.
We'll find out what you've done. Okay, thanks, John.
Dave Raymond, Sergeant Dave Raymond, how lucky are we as a community having Sergeant Dave Raymond in our midst, a member of our community?